set as fast as you. Good morning. It is 8:40. We've got, some clouds, still some fog left in the area, and 55 degrees. Time to check in as we do every Monday with Breckenridge School News, brought to you by Greenquist Academy. Greenquist Academy is now accepting new students ages 4 through adult for their dynamic fall and winter Taekwondo classes focused on self-defense, confidence, and character development. Call Greenquist Academy 701-308-1322, or you can like them on Facebook and get some more information and begin your martial arts journey today. All right, heading over to the land of green and white and sitting in for Christy Sullivan. Christy Sullivan is Christy today. Christy, good morning. You knew that was
good morning, Bill.
You knew that was going to mess me up, didn't you?
Oh, goodness.
Hey, what's going on in the land of green and white?
Well, wow, we had a great homecoming week last week. Both of our schools showed their Breckenridge pride by participating in dress-up days and some activities throughout the week. Then our homecoming court, pep band, cheerleaders, senior athletes, coaches, and dean of students led a pep fest on Friday at both the elementary school and at the high school to get everyone ready for the big homecoming football game. And it was a wonderful game. Congratulations, Cowboy Football, on your win. And also congratulations to our BW Storm girls varsity cross country team on taking first place in their finish at Melrose last week. Very proud of our student athletes. This week, again, lots of activities. Today, we've got 7th and 8th grade girls volleyball at Fergus Falls. 9th grade volleyball will have a triangular at Perham. Then our B-Squad JV and varsity volleyball will take on Underwood tonight. And B-Squad football versus Lake Park Audubon. On Wednesday, a reminder for our families, it is picture day at the high school on Wednesday. So if you have a student 7th grade through 12th grade, or for our staff at the high school, make sure you mark that on your schedule for the week that we're having picture day Wednesday. Thursday, boys and girls cross country at Fergus Falls. 7th and 8th grade football will be at Pelican on Thursday. 7th and 8th grade volleyball, triangular at Park Christian. And B-Squad JV and varsity girls volleyball versus Barnesville. Then Friday, our football team is on the road to Parker's Prairie. And Saturday, varsity girls volleyball also on the road for a tournament at Barnesville. So lots going on this week. Typical jam-packed fall week.
Christy, is it crazy to you that we're talking about homecoming already?
Yeah, you know, we had it kind of early this year, maybe not as early as last year. That,
right.
I think last year was the second week of school. So third week of school, everything went very well. And, you know, I think we had about 150 kids for the homecoming dance. So it was a great week.
Good time. Yeah, it was always a good time. Homecoming week, always one of my favorite weeks over there at Breckenridge High School. Well, Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up this morning?
No, I don't think so. I just wish everyone a great week and enjoy this. Well, I think the rain's going to let up here and fog will lift. So
yes,
enjoy this beautiful week ahead.
Absolutely. Christy, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for the report. And we will touch base next Monday, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent. We're talking Breckenridge School News as we do every Monday. Brought to you this Monday by Greenquist Academy.
Are you entitled to Social Security payments if you are psychologically but not physically injured? The court had to weigh disputed evidence in the case of the Bitter Baker. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
Charlie Dearman was a 41-year-old baker working in a busy plant with 11 other people. He was a quiet man.